Okay, in Parshas Korach, we have the mitzvah pinyan aven. We had it a little bit in Parshas Bo and a little more expansively in Parshas Korach. I thought we'd talk this evening about one aspect of the mitzvah pinyan aven, specifically what type of currency or currency equivalent can be used to affect pinyan aven, and specifically the use of paper money for pinyan aven. So the Mishnayos tell us in Bechoros on Daf Mem Tes that Pinyan Aben can be affected with Kesef or Shava Kesef. You can affect Pinyan Aben either with the value of 5 Sela or with the equivalent of merchandise of that value, which we'll get to in a few moments. And then the Mishnah tells us on Daf Nun Aleph in Bechoros, Ein Podin Lo Ba'avadim V'lo Bishtaros V'lo Bekarkos V'lo Begdashis. Even though it's the case that you could affect Pinyan Aben with Shava Kesef, instead of giving the money, you could give merchandise that's of the same value. However, you can't pay the Pinyan Aben money with Avadim, you can't pay with Shtaros, with documents, you can't pay with land, you can't pay with Hekdesh. The Gemara says, Masisin Deloka Rebbe, the position of Chacham in the Mishnah is not like the position of Rebbe. Detanya, Rebbe Omer, Bachol Podin Bechor Adam Chutz Min Hashtaros. Rebbe says, no, you could use Avadim, you could use Karka, you could use Hekdesh, you just can't use Shtaros. So Evan agrees that you can't use Shtaros. And the Gemara describes that the Machlokas Rebbe and Chacham is based on Drasha Simsukim. However, the Tzad HaShavi, Evan agrees that you can't use Shtaros because Shtaros is not Gufa Mammon. Shtaros have no intrinsic value. You have a document that reflects a loan, an IOU, a money that could be, that's owed, but the shtar itself doesn't have independent value, doesn't have, it's not gufa mammon, and therefore cannot be used to affect pinyan aben. So this is quoted, l'alach and shulchan aruch, the simon of pinyan aben is simon shin hey. Oh, Judah, we have a coin topics right here. Shimon hey, sif gimel. Elu achamisha slayim nosin lekohen bekesef al b'shava kesef mikol davar sheyirsa. So the 5 sela that you pay for pinyan aben, you can pay with either kesef or shava kesef. Chutz mikarkos v'avadim mishtaros v'im padeu behem eino padi. That doesn't even work with the avid. If you use something that's not acceptable for pinyan aben, it doesn't even work with the avid. So what is 5 sela? So what emerges from the Gaonim and the Lalacha is that the equivalent of 5 Sela is, I think, 1,920 Garine Saora, kernels of barley, which according to the Chazanish comes out to 96 gram of silver. So we round that out to 100 gram. That's common practice that Pinyan Aben is evaluated at 100 gram of silver. Ramosha has a tshuva in Yoridea, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Peites, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Peites. Ramosha references that this is an early tshuva from the Luban days, written to his uncle, Rav Kontranovitz, who later was in Trenton, then he was still in Europe. So one of the things, he has a number of important things there. One of the things that he mentions is that the practice in Russia was that they would use 5 ruble. So there is a minhag to use 5 of the local currency as long as that corresponded to at least the minimal silver value of what we would say now is 96 gram. In the Sefer Pidyon Aben Kolchasa, that is Rabbi Gedalia Oberlander from Muncie, the editor of Or Yisrael, contemporary Sefer Pidyon Aben. The classic Sefer Pidyon Aben is the Likutei Pinchas. Likutei Pinchas was written by a Rav Pinchas Zalig HaKohen Schwartz, who was a Rav in Hungary before the war, first published in 1938. He was killed in Auschwitz like most of Hungarian Jewry. And then this is reprinted by his family again after the war. So this is a classic Sefer Hilchos Pinyan Aben, which was out of print for a while, probably still out of print. When we made a Pinyan Aben for Eliezer over here, I was looking to buy it and it wasn't available anyway. I called Beagle Eisen and they didn't have it. So they said, the Pinyan Aben Kolchasa is just as good. It's more organized. I'm not sure I agree. But then subsequent to that, it is organized, but it's still not the Likutei Pinchas. Subsequent to that, a few years later, I found the used Sfarim guy was selling a Likutei Pinchas. I was very excited and picked it up. The guy who opened Capital Sfarim here in Passaic now. So in the Pinyan Aben Kolchasa, he points out that as far as the actual silver content of American silver dollars, and generally if you use silver dollars for Pinyan Aben, the Kohanim here can back this up, I think we look at silver dollars from before 1934, something like that. So the silver content of American silver dollars through the mid-1930s was 90% silver. So five American silver dollars up to the 30s comes out to something like 120 gram, which is in excess of what's necessary for Pinyon events. So if you have Ramosha's minhag of using five the local currency, and you have American silver dollars from before the 1930s, that is more than sufficient. He points out the silver dollars are minted in the 1970s are only 40% actual silver, so that would take a lot more than five silver dollars to get to 100 gram of silver. So be that as it may, so that is, I believe, relatively common practice to use American silver dollars and use five of them as long as the silver is a sufficient gram content. Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva, Minchas Asher Chele Beisim and Samach Zayin. He encourages, it sounds like, using Shava Kasef as opposed to Kasef. And his reasoning is that when you use Kasef, sometimes you run into the problem of people not realizing that they're giving it B'matana Gemura. People have money that's an heirloom or money that they borrowed, and they're not necessarily always clear that it's not a matana masahafsir. So if you use Shava Kesef, if you give a shas or shulchan aruch to the kohen instead of five coins, it's less likely that you're thinking he's going to give it back to you. But be that as it may, still Rav Moshe has this minhag that he records that I think is reflective of common practice of using five coins. Although I know people that have done pidyon abens with Shava Kesef. As far as Shava Kesef, so the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Shin Hei Siv Hei, Nothing lo kli she'eino shava b'shuch chamisha slayim, v'kivlo a coin b'chamisha slayim, or reben apadi. Let's say the objective value of this object is not is less than five sela. If you give a coin a silver becher that's worth less than five sela, but as far as the coin is concerned, it's more valuable to him. He'll treat it as if it's worth five sela. That is sufficient. As long as it is worth five salaries to someone. So it may not be worth it on the market where you live, but as long as it's worth five salaries somewhere, that's sufficient. And the Shach and the Taras argue, and they say, even if it's not worth five salaries anywhere, but the Kohen accepts it as if it's worth five salaries to him, he says it'll be considered to be worth five salaries. That is sufficient for an effective pidyon habet. Then the Mechaber writes in the next if, nothing will kli pidyon bino stam, if you give a kli, imushava chamisha slayim, afapishala samu asabat kila bino padoi, shama asabat kila bino padoi, if it's worth five sela, even if you didn't evaluate it officially, then that is sufficient. So the Likudei Pinchas here quotes a couple of interesting marmakamos, Sivkat and Kaf Beis. The number one he quotes from a Sefer Aparde, it's not the Sefer Aparde, it's from Rashi's Beis Medrash, but some later Achron, I'm not sure who, Rabbi Bendin, Sefer Pardes, who had the following suffix. Let's say you have opinion of Ben on Cholamoy Tzukis, and you give a coin an Esrog. So the objective market value of an Esrog on Chanukah or an Isuchag is less than five sela. But an Esrog on Tzukis, because of the hider that you want a nice Esrog to do the mitzvah, even after Yom Tov Rishon, where there are fewer psulim to contend with, the value of an esrog is much more significant on Sukkot. So do we look at the esrog based on the value now or based on its general value any other time during the year? So he leaves that as a tzarachian, whether that would be considered to be valued at five sela for purposes of the pidyon aben. Then he quotes some tshuva based David, 7 year test, not sure who the tshuva based David was. He quotes a lot of Hungarian poskim. He quotes the classic poskim also. So Chuas based David Simon Yotes. He has the following situation. Someone did pidyon aben with sukkarin, some form of sugar, which was on the black market. It was illegal to trade in this substance. So you did pidyon aben with marijuana before it was legalized. And on the black market it has value, but if you're caught with this illegal substance, you could go to jail. So the Shuvas Beis David thinks, as far as we're concerned, that has no value because it's not legal tender. You're not allowed to have it legally. You could run the risk of being prosecuted for having it. So even if it may have some value on the black market, that would not be sufficient for pidyon aben. Okay. That's as long as it's worth something somewhere. Right? So even though the Shach and the Taz argue and say, as long as it, even if it's not worth it, worth that anywhere, but it's worth it to him, that's sufficient. But I think this Tshuva space of it is saying, that's true. If something has, could have value to him. Right. So he doesn't quote the Arichus in that Sefer. I don't have the Sefer, so I'm not sure exactly what his back and forth was. He just quotes the Marmalkam is dealing with the Tzadim on both of these issues. Good. Okay, so now let's go back to the din of shtaros and whether or how that might apply to paper money. So Rashi in Shavuos, Lamed Zayin Beis, their notes, when we exclude shtaros in various halachic categories where you require money, Chiyuvei Shomrim, Chiyuvei Shvua. So Rashi says, Ein gufan mamon, she'ein an ela l'raya shebehen. The purpose of a shtar, as we'll see the Chazon Sofer in a moment, even if it may have minimal intrinsic value, it's worth the paper that it's on, but the purpose of a shtar is for the representative value, not for the inherent value. So the Chazon Sofer is the following analysis. Famous Tshuvas Chazon Sofer, quoting the Piskei Tshuvas of Katan Zayin, Chazon Sofer Yoredeya Simon Kuf Lamed Dalet. So he was asked in general terms whether banknotas, whether banknotes or what we would call paper currency, have the din of mamon or met as other metallic currency. So checks may be worse. Checks are a different parsha because checks may just be a hischaivus, but it doesn't have any value. A $100 bill has value. It's supported by the government that gives it a value of $100. A check, the etzem, has no value. But that's let's leave that checks at least for the moment. I'm sorry. So let's just focus on the Hungarian paper money of the 1800s for starters. So the Chosis Over writes the MS Yaradarko. So you're asking whether paper money has a din of money. I could ask you the same question, whether coins have a din of money. The value of a shtar is only in as much as it reflects money that's owed, but it's not inherently valuable. The kasha, my pasak, she'enu shava klum. So why, what do you mean it's not worth anything? So the paper, the shtar is written on paper, papers were something. Oh, Rakosev al tas shel zav. So let's say you write on a golden tablet. So that's definitely worth something. But Rashi's kavana is that the purpose of a shtar is l'raya. So irrespective of what the shtar is written on, the shtar's value to us is the hischaivus that it reflects. So if that's the case, then maybe that should be true for metallic currency as well. At a point where it's backed by a government, not because of its inherent value, you know, not like the coins of old, the coins of the time of Mishnah Gemara, where the value of the coin was the actual metal that the coin contained. And our metal coins are not the same. Where he says, our coins are backed by the government, and that's where they have value. And if you refuse to use the government-backed tender, then the government will not take that lightly. That halacha also recognizes the common currency backed by the government as being valuable and being considered money or halacha kesef. So in general, the Chazon Sofer says that both metallic money and paper money have the din of kesef. However, he says when it comes to pidyon of ben, maybe there's a different standard. Why should that be? So when it comes to any transaction where it's rooted in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, so then that transaction can use any kind of recognized currency. However, when it comes to Pinyin Aben, Shepodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kili Kol Bechor, Elish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nothin Pinyon L'Kohen, Pinyin Aben is really between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though not for now, but there's a in the discussion of what to do by Savik Pidyon HaBen, so the Psak and Shulchan Aruch, and there's an Arichus and Poskim as to the parameters of this, is that when we look at Pidyon HaBen, we look at a Zechiyah Mamon, and we use Klalim of Hamotim Mechaver Lavarai as opposed to Safik Isser Lechomra. But the Chazon Sofer says, at least in one aspect, he says, Pidyon Ben is really between you and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohen is standing in for Kadosh Baruch Hu. I will ikar Pidyon umi Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu cuts the Pidyono, hey slayim, kesef mizukak. Kadosh Baruch Hu says it has to be hey slayim of real silver. And using currency that doesn't have the actual metal value, maybe for Pidyon Ben's purposes, that is insufficient. So that's the chiddush of the Chazon Sofer that the Piskei Teshuvah quotes, that you shouldn't use paper money for Pidyon HaBen, even though B'chol HaTorah Kuli thinks that paper money is money no different than coins. But for Pidyon HaBen, when it comes to a chiyuv to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be kesef mezukak. That's the chiddush of the Chazon Sofer. Teshuvas Oneg Yontiv, Chelek Aleph Yoredeya Simen Kuf Gimel, Chelek Aleph Yoredeya Simen Kuf Gimel, Teshuvas Oneg Yontiv agrees with the Chazon Sofer as far as Pidyon HaBen, disagrees as far as his analysis about coinage. He says that both when it comes to coinage and paper money, you should probably look at whether the money reflects its value in any way. Meaning, if you have a 1 ruble note and a 100 ruble note, the 1 ruble note and the 100 ruble note look exactly the same. Just one of them has a 1 on it and one has an 100 on it. But if you look at the two, it's the same size. So he says it's hard to argue that there's any inherently greater value to the 100 ruble note than to the 1 ruble note. And he says the same thing when it comes to coins. If you have coins where different denominations of coins look the same, then it's hard to argue that there's any intrinsic difference in their value, halakhically speaking, as opposed to if you have coins where the smaller coin has less metal and the higher value coin has more metal, then maybe that would be considered halakhic kesef. Aruch HaSholem.
You're saying it's not halakhic kesef?
I'm sorry?
He's saying it's not halakhic kesef for you.
He's saying it's possible it's not halakhic kesef at all, right?
But they had it as an aside.
Yes?
How do you think it's
right.
It's
according to Ono Yontiv, you have to give him quarters. A quarter is bigger than a dime, so that reflects a difference in value. I don't think we assume like Ono Yontiv, but yeah, according to him, or maybe silver dollars, that'd be a lot of quarters. Aruch HaShulchan Simen Shin Hei Seif Yud Ches is Choshesh for this position of the Chazon Sofer. As he says, you should be machmir not to be poda with paper coins. Oh, sorry, paper money, sorry. The Likutei Pinchas in Sivkat and Yud Beis quotes that the Nesivas and Nesidah Derech HaChaim was machmir. And then he says in the later printings of the Nesivas Seder, they left out this part, and he's upset that they left it out. But I saw in the Pidyon HaBen Chasa He says I left it out because the Nesivos didn't really write it himself, in which case it doesn't really help us understand the Nesivos' position. In the opinion of Enkel Chasa, he quotes that the Sholem Eshev was Mekel, and he quotes in the other direction for the Tshuva Me'ava, that the Tshuva Me'ava, the Tamil Nod of Yehuda, was Machmir and thought it was even Li'ikuva. And he quotes from the Munkacher, the Minchas Elazar, that the Minhag HaOlam was like the Chasam Sofer to avoid using paper money for Pidyon HaBen. Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish, I think it's Simon Ayin Beis in Yerodea, Sif Yod, Yod. So he assumes that paper money fundamentally has the halacha of money, B'chol HaTorah Kula, presumably even for Pidyon HaBen, and he says, the crux of what he says is that the reason paper money would be considered to be gufa mamon, of having inherent objective value, is, he writes, mitzad anas tashmisho. Since in practice it's functional as money, you can use it to, you can use a $100 bill to buy with $100, whatever $100 will buy you. So as far as the anas tashmisho, as far as it's functioning as having the value of $100, it functions as having the value of $100, and therefore should be considered gufa mamon and halachically acceptable anytime you need money. And even if you're in a country where it's not legal currency, says the Chazon Ish, the fact that it is legal currency somewhere, so you have a euro in the U.S., which doesn't get you too far in the U.S., but since it's legal currency in Europe, that would still be considered halachically kesef, even in the United States. The sefer in the Pidyon Ben Kolchasi quotes the sefer Tirush V'Yitzar, who was a European rabbi at the end of the 1800s. So there he has a tshuva that Rabbi Yisrael Chanan wrote him. This is in Tirush V'Yitzar, Simen Kuf Yud, Sif Tezvav, Kuf Yud Tezvav. He has a number of brief tshuvas written to him by Rabbi Yisrael Chanan. So Rabbi Yisrael Chanan writes him 1884. Rabbi Yisrael Chanan passed away 1886, I believe, right? No, 1896, right. 1884. Michtavo kibalti v'sheilaso emutter liftos haben b'chor b'matbeo shal shtaros hanakrayim, whatever that word is, hinani lashivo kikasha lai lava baruka machmas kol shaseinai, that my eyes are weak, I can't write that length, ach b'ksara daiti ki ein liftos k'mashe kas v'chasen sofer. And even though in his tshuva sefer Nachal Yitzchak he's mekel inyan shomrim in other areas of halacha, but for Pidyon HaBen he thinks he should be machmir. And in the same opinion, Haben Kolchasi quotes from this Tirush V'Yitzar that why should he be machmir? Even if you assume Ikar Adin that Pidyon HaBen would be effective with banknotes, with paper money, but since it's such a unique and special mitzvah, so why not do it outside of Yerusha Tov? You should do it with a mitzvah min hamufchar orientation, and you shouldn't rely on any kulas. Rav Asher, in a couple of printed tshuvas, the first one is Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Zayin, Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Zayin in Minchas Asher. He thinks that even the Chasam Sofer thinks might agree nowadays that paper money isn't would be considered gufa mamon because our economy works even differently than it did 150 years ago. But he thinks, it sounds like even as a matter of l'chachila, you could use paper money. But I believe Minhag HaOlam still is to be machmir, definitely l'chachila, like the position of the Chasam Sofer. I was at a Pidyon HaBen a few months ago where the Avi HaBen was podeh with paper money. And the Kohen only noticed afterwards that it was paper money, and then privately afterwards whispered that maybe to be choshesh for the machmirim, it would be better to do it again with something else, to be yosei chol hadeis. So that's how Rav Schechter says it, that we're machmir like the Chasam Sofer, not to use paper money. So lechachila, you can use chavakasa without any question. There is a minhag that Ramosha mentioned of using 5 coins of local currency if its actual metal content comes out to at least 96 or 100 grams. So again, that's often a common practice. How many pidyon events have you done? And why were you paid for the 3? Kasef or Shavu Kasef? Always Kasef, right? And you? More than 3? Have you done more than 3? Okay. I think that is accurately reflective of Minhag Olam to use Kasef, but halachically speaking, aside from Ramosha's Minhag, there's no objection to using Shavu Kasef. Ramosha thinks that better to use Shavu Kasef. The pidyon events that I've been at, I can't recall anywhere there's Shavu Kasef, although I do have chaverim that did use Shavu Kasef themselves.
He didn't use it before 30, it's no good, or did he go back?
If you didn't use it before, again? If you...
You would have to redo it, yeah.
Unless it's somehow Shavu Kasef of the monetary equivalent. But as far as the silver value, if it was from before the 30s, if it was from after the 30s, then it doesn't have sufficient silver, actual silver.
I don't know.
Okay. That's like Rav Asher's first tshuva there was, he was asked, someone was raised, he describes in a non-Orthodox home, and his father told him he did a pinyan ben, but his father did it, he didn't remember if he used paper money or if he used a check. So check is worse. We didn't really get the checks, but check, just about Evan agrees, would be problematic. But he says if it was paper money, then you don't have to do it again. You probably want to avoid Bitcoin for other reasons also. Right. Okay. Have a great job, everyone. I'm sorry? Is that Hebrew books? Okay. Well, I have the real one here. I don't. There's definitely not a 1931 edition because the first time it was printed was 1938. So it could be if you